Good day, good people. Welcome to A White Light. Today, we're going to be talking about learning the culture first. People that are put into our communities, are they aware of our culture? Are they capable of empathizing with who we are and what we do in order to facilitate their jobs? Let's get into it. If you guys like what you hear, make sure you subscribe. If you're on Apple Podcasts, rate and review. Check us out on our website, anchor.fm/A-white-light, and leave us a message or a voicemail. Let's get into it. Good day, good people. Welcome to A White Light. I'm Arisa.
I'm JoJo.
How are you guys? All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, gentrification, change in atmosphere and people is a real thing for us as African Americans, something that we face every day. We are plagued with people being put in our space and place and not really knowing our culture or being able to identify with our people.
Yeah.
Okay. What we mean by that is we have educators, we have law enforcement, mm-hmm. We have
People who are working with the general public.
People who are working with the general public. Yeah, every day.
You would call that gentrification, though?
No, but I think gentrification
has impacted that. I think
it has.
For as far as for the teachers, I wouldn't. Here.
Don't say
I
that.
I mean, moving in, but no, the teachers we are speaking about, they are not in the city.
You'd be surprised.
They're not in a knife ward.
Yeah, maybe not the knife ward.
They're working in a knife ward.
But
student forgiveness.
Student.
that's what we come here for.
Some of them are in the city, though.
Yeah. Outskirts.
Nah, you have a couple that's on, like, 7th Street, but.
7th where?
7th, like, up by the hospital.
Rolled my eyes hard.
And then you have a few that are in North Wilmington.
Yeah. Huh? North Wilmington is North Wilmington. I mean, you could go North Wilmington. You know? I just feel like, you know, we have these people, they come in. And not to say, you know, everyone have... Not to say anyone... No, can't even
no,
say that.
Yeah.
Some people do have ill intentions.
Yes.
Not to say that's for everyone, but if you are coming in and you are not a part of the culture and you are coming into a predominantly
mm-hmm.
black community,
mm-hmm.
black school,
mm-hmm.
you need to educate yourself on our culture.
Is that...
That's a necessity.
But is that even
now,
possible?
Yes, it is.
I don't know that it's possible to the point that...
Everything's possible is your...
Wait, no.
Your understanding.
But I don't think it's possible to the point that it's needed.
What do you mean?
So, you can educate yourself.
Right.
You can be probably one of the most empathetic, understanding, caring people.
Right.
Still going to be very hard for you
to get the true gist.
To get the true gist.
And I get that. I get that because you're not black. But
well, not even that. Because you have some people who aren't black who have come up in these neighborhoods.
And they can relate.
And they
now
can
I get that. So this is the thing. You can educate yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's a far cry from the person who has no freaking clue.
Fair game.
Right?
Okay.
So that you didn't even make the attempt. You have no idea.
Well, I mean, I got the call back August. I'm sorry. I got the call back the end of July telling me that I had to be in the second week in August.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my point, is I don't think that, just like you said, it is there is a motive for most people.
Yeah.
I'm here. Is, yeah.
And I need these loans.
There you go. So while there's loan forgiveness, for some people it's moving up in the ranks of, so, you know, police officers. But I think it's very hard for you to educate yourself in that short amount of time. And what transpires is you become jaded before you can educate.
Right. Well, so, technically, I don't even think become jaded is a matter of, it's a matter of you coming in with these preconceived notions.
Okay.
And generalizations.
All right. I'll even
get, are all these people?
Yeah, I'll give
because
you,
Love and Hip Hop said that none of y'all fucking work. And if y'all do, y'all is some type of hustle. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's or what I seen on the news. So all of y'all are ignorant. Y'all wear bonnets and have absolutely no sense speaking to the anchor lady or whoever this news reporter. I don't know.
I can't tell what you're today.
No, that's seriously. That is so, and that's the thing. They have these things. You
Your
know,
mom wears pajamas to drop you off.
Every day.
I know that.
She has on see-through tights.
She has on see-through tights with her pink.
Right.
Pink.
And she was dancing last night. Like, these are the things. And not to say is anything wrong with any of these professions and how you leave the house. That's how you leave the house. Me, personally, I prefer not to leave the house with a bonnet. I will not.
Yo, you know what's crazy is I came out the other day and I was literally, like, running to the store. My husband had me do something. And I was in a car and I realized because I had gotten my hair, my ends trimmed, so my hair was still straightened. I still had my scarf on. I paused at the light and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So look, I'm taking the scarf off and I'm like trying to just let my wrap out. And I'm like, oh, this part ain't even going to be straight. Okay, let's try to swoop this.
I'm just one of those people. Like, you know, I mean, it's a way to wrap a scarf. We can get away with
it. We can get away with it.
Right?
We absolutely
but
can.
But a whole little bonnet?
You don't gotta tell me.
Slippers, pajamas,
and I love some slides.
Pajamas.
I know. Get you some workout tights and a cute T-shirt and walk out the house.
If I'm not that person in Walmart. I don't even go to Walmart technically, but I'm not that person. But the thing is, to each his own. My whole thing is that try to educate yourself.
Yeah.
Right. What good, bad, and different, how much you get to cover in whatever amount of time upon interacting with these type of people on a day-to-day basis. Yeah. A lot of misgivings and misunderstandings stem from the fact that you cannot relate in no shape or form
to
the culture.
Form or
so,
fashion.
And a lot of times, even I had to kind of grow into this because I was like, what is our culture, you know? The Black American culture, you know what I'm saying? What is that? And we're living it.
You know what I'm saying?
And
we are
so
vibrant
much
people.
Of it is so beautiful, you know? But it's certain things that y'all just, some people may not understand.
And it's, you know, it's not for us to force anyone to understand our culture, okay? There's plenty of other cultures that are living their best lives, minding their business. They are intrigued by us for a number of reasons. And that's also something that I think we have to understand for ourselves. So for us too, educating ourselves in the best manner to handle situations that we encounter with these everyday people
with these
who are not
servants,
that do not come from where we come from is also part of our job. But I think that, just like you said, as a people, we are vibrant. We congregate. We thrive off of being together in groups. And sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes it's a bad thing. We got to be honest about it.
Yeah.
You know, but it also makes it hard. And I respect law enforcement. And I know they have a job to do.
Absolutely.
Joe and I have plenty of friends and family that are part of law enforcement.
Yes.
You know, judges, officers, detectives. Like, if you can name it, we can probably give you a person.
That's
so,
a fact.
You know, understand what we're saying when we say this. It's just very hard to stick a person who is not familiar, who, just like Joe said, they have an idea of us. They have a preconceived notion. Y'all are all hood boogers.
Don't know shit.
Ignorant as they come.
Nothing.
When I walk up on y'all, when I see y'all together, y'all stealing, y'all gangbanging, y'all, you know, whatever. There are so many examples of this. And we did a growth in the black community episode.
Yeah.
Guys, go back and listen to that. Because there are tons of kids that live in my neighborhood. You know, and I gave you guys this example before in that episode. Tons of kids that live in my community. Walking back home and the cop, bunch of kids, I don't think they're any more than 13, any older than 13. Bunch of kids, bikes, cop rolls up on them. He's like, you know, where are you going? You know, why are you guys together? Da, 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 da. Like, he goes through it. And I'm like, sir, first of all, they're on private property. What? They're kids.
Yeah.
What? Why was that your first instinct? You know, why was that your first go-to? Even if you wanted to know what was going on, there was a heck of a better way to do that. Yeah. Hey guys, how y'all doing? You know, where y'all about to ride to? It's lack a really nice day. There you go. Mm. Because again, we are loving hip hop. We are hood boogers. We are ignorant. We don't know. Yeah. We're together.
Everybody's on assistance.
Everybody's on assistance. We're creating
just
crimes.
And you simply don't like black people.
And you may simply not like black people.
This has been going on for forever.
Okay. And they talk about this sensitivity training.
Yeah.
Which I think is,
I don't know. Is it, that's kind of, I because I feel like, or it depends. You have no idea if the person is receptive or not.
There you go. I
you
think it's bullcrap.
You don't know their true deep feelings. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some amazing
people.
Yeah. There's some amazing people on the force and the school system that actually want to help. And
they want to make a change.
They really want to try to change that narrative.
I'm in total agreement.
But, you know, as you say that, we really have to also teach our children on how to respond to that. I think that's where a lot of negativity kind of comes into. Because, there are so many different types of people, right?
Yeah.
So, of course, we're black, so we get to see that we're firsthand in the mix. So you have some people who are, what am I looking to say? Okay, it's a certain establishment.
Mm-hmm.
They are not black, but all of their customers are black. They are in a very spicy area. So you know, they get to interact with some super
sauce delicious spice,
right?
Okay.
On so an everyday much basis. So that now they're speaking to everyone like that.
Yo. Right?
Because they have adapted to this type of behavior. So now they're talking to everyone like that. And it's with me, it's hold the
And you know what's crazy?
Talking to like
it's,
that.
It's some of our people too.
Yeah, no, it is. And that's the thing. That too. That's a whole nother like conversation. But the thing is, I think we all as human need to make sure that anytime you have an interaction, that it's an isolated interaction.
Yeah.
You and don't, try to bring
don't
that
take
to
it, yeah, don't take it back with you.
The
don't.
Forefront of your brain instead of generalizing, saying that all these people, because I think we're all guilty of that.
Yeah, and as black people, I'm in total agreement, even with our response.
Work in the black community, and you do have good intentions, or this is just the job that just happened for you, at least try to educate yourself about the people.
Yeah, what's
because
going on?
What you may deem disrespectful is something that people naturally do. And that's for any other culture. It's so crazy that we're not afforded the same leniency as opposed to someone in another culture saying, oh, well, we think that's rude.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when a black person is like, does it, is, is so wrong, or at least that's the way I personally feel. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
As opposed to saying, you know what, this is their culture.
This is their culture.
This is how they may relate in this situation, or however the case is. Because everything, sometimes I think us as a people, sometimes we're so on the defensive about so much that it may come across aggressive when that's really not the case.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But if you are always being attacked, you know, your response is not going to always be so loving. You know what I'm saying?
Very true statement.
Or so called respectful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Very true statement. And I think you touched on that when you said that we have to teach our children. Same thing. Don't blanket. This is an isolated until we come across another person, and this is what
they're
doing.
And how to respond in those things where
you
sometimes, you know, these people abuse the authority.
They
you know what I'm saying? And that's a very real thing. So trying to call someone out and curse them out, now we're working in the wrong direction, because ultimately you want to make it out of that situation. And then we can address other things.
There
but in the meantime,
there you go.
Kill that ego. Give them the information that they're looking for. Watch your tone of voice.
Yep.
Because now we don't know if that's a life or death situation.
We absolutely do not.
Be respectful.
And it, you know what's crazy is it's the same thing in education, is that our kids rear up because they have been mistreated by so many educators.
Yeah.
And then now you have a behavior problem or you are defiant to authority. You don't belong in this setting. You're now a threat because you're trying to defend yourself from being picked on, you
but
know?
But even if you, listening to how I've encountered and been around certain teachers where they speak so negatively in front of the children
or so condescending,
so much.
You're not.
So much negativity into the child's life, like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you want to be like your dad?
And I'm not here for this, and I'm still gonna get, you know, you have really still, and I had teachers as like this as a young person, and they still say to this day, you know, they're going to get paid regardless. You don't have to learn, you know.
And you know,
some of those teachers are very rough.
And I,
like,
you know what's crazy?
You don't even understand, like, you know.
I tell my children that all the time. That people in the building will still get paid whether they choose to invest in themselves or not. So when they find someone that is trying to invest in them, they need to go hard in the paint.
Yeah.
That's a real thing. It's a sucky statement. And you're right, because so many people say it. So many people say, and I say that, I'm like, when you go back to your regular setting, what do I tell you? Mrs. White, they're going to get paid whether we do the right thing or not. Exactly.
Yeah.
And for so many people, my check is the same every 2 weeks.
That's it.
You can learn or not learn.
And
I don't care.
This is the thing, and it bothers me so deeply. So many things about our community I just always lift us up in prayer, is that more times than not, people don't care about you. You know? I mean, and that's just the next person, period. You know, they really could care less. And the, you know, and I know a lot of it has to do with education, social economic background, and you know, it's tough, especially when you're living below the poverty line. Nobody knows, you know. And I understand, like, this system is not designed for the struggle, right?
It's not designed.
This system is designed for the struggler to struggle.
To continue to struggle. There you go.
So it's like, I know a lot of people feel like it's an uphill battle.
On a day-to-day basis.
Fighting with your sister and your brother, and not literally, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying our people fighting with your own is not going to get it.
And we don't get that. And I don't know why we don't get that.
And I just wish that we focus more on building ourselves or finding ways to, you know, it's just like, I see some other cultures, and I kid you not, they will have land, right? And they will come together and say, okay, we're going to build this house.
And everybody's going to stay here.
We're going to build this house. This house is going to take us 4 days. We're gonna try to get this shit done in 2.5.
That kind of, because
and
we're a team.
We're all gonna come.
Everybody's gonna bring what they have.
We're not asking for anything.
No,
we're not holding back on no resources.
Bring everything you have to the table.
And we're going
to
build this community.
Yeah.
And this is the thing. And I understand, like, our thought process. Sometimes a lot of us don't even know our thought process is not even our own thought process, right?
It's what has been given to you. You know? It's what has been given
to
you.
But the thing is for us to continue to dig deep, because we have these people that come in that have no idea. You know, everything's wrong. Everything's wrong about you. Everything's wrong. You know, and it's so amazing because
I guess your hair is wrong.
For us, it's so amazing, and it's hard to kind of find your way sometimes because you have all of these other cultures copying this one culture.
But
how
we're
do
the
you
wrong,
love the culture?
We're the wrong culture, though.
No, how do you love the culture? You love the color of the skin. You wanna.
You love the idea of
all
us,
of these things,
but you don't love us.
But these people are just the most vile.
Vile.
Bottom of the bottom.
We are bottom of
our
the barrel.
Our music, our style, our everything.
Our essence.
Essence.
Our essence.
Magical creatures. We can do anything. We some resilient people.
Listen.
Off.
We
200 floor. Who doing their feet?
Resilience.
Time after time after time after time.
Is almost an understatement to us as Black people. And we haven't figured that out. We have not all sat down and said, we are unstoppable.
The magical,
wait a minute. Let's band together
within us. Yes.
And really make this let's band together and turn this thing upside down for us.
And at any given moment when you do interact with some people, I always educate them.
Listen.
If I can, I'm definitely going to educate you. No, you're not going to touch my hair.
This is not that.
Let me tell you
that.
A couple things.
Right. This is,
you know,
not that. And don't get me wrong, because there are people that I have allowed to touch my hair. But I took King to the doctor. His hair is big. It's curly.
Uh-huh. It is.
And same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Touching. Everybody wants to touch us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
can I touch them? Mm-hmm, no, we're opinionated. Don't do that.
Yes.
Talk to the child. You know, come to us. You know, speak to us. And there are so many episodes that we have touched on these type of things, who we are as
our
people.
Booties.
Our
boop, boop, boop. I just want to touch it. I mean, I want to touch it, but don't touch it.
Don't touch it.
It's just, I don't know. We are a thing.
Listen, y'all, we are a vibe. We are a movement. Yeah. We have not come
Even when we encounter rough times.
Exactly. Yeah. We have not come to terms where we are fully, I guess, aware or conscious to be in that space of moving in our movement.
Yeah.
You know?
We're getting there.
We are.
Because that's a collective. I mean, there's quite a few who have it.
Yes.
But as a collective, we need to all get it.
There you go.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what we're saying is we can't allow people to come in and redirect. We can't allow people to come in and shift us completely. Yeah. Especially people who you can't empathize.
I mean, and
with
it's
us.
Been done already a million times.
It has. It has. It has.
But when you know better, you do better.
There you go.
And we have, those internets. I mean, it's a gift and a curse. Because right now it's a gift. You have so much access.
Yeah.
To so much knowledge.
You do.
So many people's stories.
And you know what I appreciate? There you
and
go.
And that's the beauty of it. Like, we get to see so much, have access to so much, and you're not alone. And
yeah.
You know you're not alone.
We have so many people standing for us right now. We absolutely do. We have so many people's stories being told about the heinous things that are done to us.
Yeah.
You know.
And you get to see it.
And you get to see it. You
it's
get to see it firsthand.
Uh-huh.
It's actual proof. It is live and in color proof.
Yeah.
You know, these videos, these people don't belong here doing this to us.
That was harsh.
That's the truth.
She said they don't belong here
doing these things to us.
Okay.
In our environment, you know, you've already taken so much from us.
But you know what? It is a whole nother topic.
Don't come into our neighborhood and displace us.
But I truly and deeply feel you have a lot of people who have felt this type of way all of their lives and all of these things. But I'm going to tell you something. 45 have set that tone. That tone is set. Yes. I haven't ever seen people so brazen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
45 has done a number to us.
He's definitely set the tone. So.
You know what? Let me not say. Let's say this.
Why? I mean it.
No. Absolutely. I don't think he's even set the tone because just like you said, this has already been a thing.
No. He set the tone.
He has allowed it to be publicly.
Yeah, that's
okay.
What I'm saying. That's the tone.
You know that he is,
I can say.
The tone to me was already set. And you're right. I don't even know what the
but
other word is.
It wasn't as loud.
It wasn't as loud. There mm-mm, you go. Mm-mm. Now it is crystal clear.
Yeah.
This is publicly okay. I no longer have to hide how I feel. I don't have to filter.
Nothing.
What it is. You know how many people I have seen black, white, and indifferent that are like, yo, I've lost so many friends.
Yo, you know what's crazy?
Facebook, Twitter, no. Real life. I've lost so... that's a conversation.
No, for real. Hand to God. My white friends, I have not really...
You ain't heard from you.
We're not as thick as we used to be.
This is 45
and I've
done
I feel,
a number.
I could feel the divide because... You have to think that we are so, being as though it's in a form of attack, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have the defenses, but we also have a sense of deep, deep sense of pride
mm-hmm.
and standing our ground.
Yep.
And it's almost like that whole notion of like where Black Lives Matter, where people were saying Blue Lives Matter, All Lives Matter. And... missing the entire point of not even about that. It's the fact that it's not taken away. I'm not saying just to be proud to be something. And that goes for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't take away from the fact that all lives matter.
It wasn't that.
It was more so that these people are dying at the hands of something so minuscule. Just because they're black.
Yeah. Because you know, of what
their
we
Their skin tone.
We're losing.
That's
we're,
it. It had nothing else to do
yeah.
with, of course, you know, you matter and every...
Humans
no,
matter.
That,
As
that
a human
wasn't
being,
the movement.
You matter.
And
yeah.
people lost that. And I think that us being so prideful at this point where we feel like we're being attacked and kind of working on coming together and being more unified is taken as... I'm against you. Or being as though we don't agree with him.
Yeah.
Like we're generalizing all people under him and that's not it.
Right. So that's what I'm in total agreement with that. And it's just so interesting. The friendships, the people being exactly who they are and us not knowing that this is who they really were. Like yeah. I said, the tone is now crystal clear.
Yeah.
You know, like the tone was already there, but it was hidden so well. The message was hidden so well.
Oh no, it's crystal. Like it's, no.
Now, just like you said, you had friends of a different race.
Me
you
that,
had white
and
friends.
And hang out, I have not.
You have not.
And not to say that this is because, you know, Debbie is still like, but I know for me personally.
But I have friends. I have white friends that are like, yo, I have seen friends of mine post stuff. And I'm like, is this how you really feel?
Yeah.
But we work with these people. We, you know, teach these kids.
Yeah, let me see.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know? So I say that.
But sometimes, you know, they infiltrate on purpose.
Yes. 45 has caused a great divide and allowed this message to... be as crystal clear as possible.
And if I don't appreciate anything else about 45, I appreciate that. Let me see your true self.
Consistency.
Let me see your true intention.
Consistency. That's my mother and I do not get along, and you know that. But the one thing I will say to you, that woman has taught me, is how to be consistent to myself. She is consistent to herself. Yeah. May not like the message, may not like where she's going with things, may not even like how she handles stuff. Mm-hmm. But when I say she is consistent to self, and you know that her first line and train of thought is to fend for herself, she has made that crystal clear. 45 has made it crystal clear. That's what I'm saying to you.
I mean, he's always been like that.
Yeah. But he's made it, like I said, here you go, forefront.
Yep.
Y'all really don't matter. And if I could do without you, black people, I would, you know?
But the beauty of it is that you get out there.
Mm-hmm.
You have to remember you're not 45.
Nope.
You get out there and you talk crazy cash money. Let me tell you something. Even I'ma get your name.
Yes.
Your maiden name.
Yes.
Your date of birth. Your license plate. Your social security number. Place of employment. Children. Whole family tree. And even if you are the most amazing employee, even if you run the most amazing business, off of the strength of how the general public feels, shit's to shambles.
Shit's to shambles. Sis.
It's done. For what? Because it felt good. Should have said that shit in the shower.
I don't think.
They don't. It's too much. It's too much. I'm going to tell you the thing is, heat of the moment.
Yeah.
Right? And that sense of entitlement.
Sense of.
See, they don't know the other side. See, we know. We know. We've seen. I can't say two words because then I.
We grow up like that.
We grew up like that, having that sense of consequence.
Yeah. Not entitlement, but consequence.
Yeah. So I know that it may not be fair, but if I say X, Y, and Z, or if I do X, Y, and Z, this may go to the extreme.
Yep.
So we have always felt that sense of consequence. That sense of entitlement sells them every time. And what happens? Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it.
Yeah, you didn't mean it. I don't want your apology because you meant it. I keep your apology.
Like that last lady, I was just like,
wait, the news anchor?
No.
Oh.
That one, I think she was outside of a CVS. They said it started in a CVS and she was screaming outside the CVS. And she was like, if she can kill NG, she would. But the law says that she can't and pretty much won't allow her. They found, they ran them tags so freak. Ma'am. And what did she do? She went on her story and said that she has been let go from her job.
And that's your excuse. Ma'am, you know how many jobs people have been fired from? You know how much loss people have going on?
Now it sticks with you.
Yeah.
Right? And for what?
A moment. That moment. Just to be able to say.
I mean, we all feel some type of way about just.
We said
in general about different stuff and different people.
Yeah.
I feel like people don't understand everything doesn't always have to be vocalized.
It doesn't. And some stuff you can absolutely just keep to yourself.
Yeah. You could do without.
Yeah.
But then it's also us as a people need to be more aware
of
people's intentions. And I mean, that's in every aspect of life, but especially dealing with people that we have to interact with.
Mm-hmm.
Such as,
and you know what? Oh, guys,
people of authority. But go ahead.
Us, black people, when we get these roles, we get these jobs. We need to act like we got common sense too. You can't hate who you are and your own people. Don't be the person that has picked the other side for the sake of saying you picked the other side.
But you know what? No, this is it. This is what I was thinking, because I have encountered some things where I'm like, what?
What the hell's wrong with you? You're are black. We, wait a minute.
Are we not on this same, boat together? Together?
No, and we're not
I'm
on
not
the boat together.
I'm not asking you to do anything outside of what you're doing. But I noticed that
we give
are
each other
so rough hell. With each other. So, but the thing is, I have to come back to the fact that it's conditioning.
It is.
You
and
know
we
what
are
I'm
trained
saying?
To hate ourselves. We are trained to hate
I
our
kid
kind.
You not. It's, I'm like, if I was, I've seen you. Why did well, you hold this position
change? When
you
it came
to her
me,
with the, but me,
great face and good day. And
where's this attitude coming from?
I'm so, well, what
or
can
how
I do for
even
you?
Speak?
Listen.
I said it's conditioning. Then I always say a nice little silent prayer because you got to get it. And hopefully in this lifetime.
Like, yeah. And I don't know, people, but we got
out the red carpet.
You will go above and beyond.
And we spoke about this before.
We
but
have.
You know, I mean, I try my best if you are worthy or, let me stop. If you treat me well and you're respectful, I'll roll out the red carpet for you.
Yeah, I'll reciprocate it.
And yeah, but
but people, don't
I've,
get these.
I've been slighted by my own people and I've watched them.
Go above and beyond.
Ma'am.
Doors, bells, whistles, alarms for
yeah,
the,
let me tell you about something
race.
Extra you may not have known about, sir. This is this. And when you get to me, I'm like,
silent, closed mouth, tight fist. Guys, we are in a space and age where
we got to continue to just
get it together.
And I think that's
push.
Just one of our main things too here.
Yeah.
Is we're a collective.
We are a collective. And that's the thing that we need to understand and we need to know. We are already being divided in so many other aspects.
Yeah.
You know, like we said, public servants are pushed into our neighborhoods.
Or certain people are.
Certain people. Certain,
are coming in.
Yeah.
With
divide and conquer
yep.
on their mind.
That's it.
You
and
know?
Even into our school system.
Yeah,
right?
Divide and conquer.
So when you're interacting with some of these teachers, not to say, is truly listen, right? But also you have to be so mindful of, they may be, your child, I think that they have, no teacher should ever diagnose a child, period.
Oh, I know that they have. What are you
but
talking about?
They do it all the time.
I know that he has this because
you don't
this
have
is
the qualifications to even make the diagnosis.
Huh. Man,
but
you did not become
these parents
the therapist.
Take it and you
it's
know.
A law and Bible.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how much we can stress the unity that needs to happen
yes.
amongst us.
Even on a small level.
Yeah,
of
on an everyday.
You interacting with your girlfriend.
My neighbor.
You interacting with the lady at your child's daycare.
Listen, even if that's not your child's teacher.
Honey.
When you walk in, a good yeah. morning goes a very long way. Mm-hmm. And I say
a
that
smile.
For, yeah, or how you doing?
Yeah.
You know, how was your weekend?
Yeah.
Hey, I like your outfit. Your hair is really nice, you know? And again, these are things that we touch on
all the time.
You yeah. catch any
especially
one of our
yeah. community, we need to just really love on each other.
Like,
we're not any better. Your car don't make you a better person.
Jeez, Monetti.
You got a new place, it looks wonderful, it's beautiful, it doesn't make you any better.
No,
like,
it doesn't.
You know, I think sometimes people get caught up in that. I'm doing this. She not doing that.
Oh, I'm here, honey, and she not.
Everything's
so,
a competition. It's not.
Put your tongue back in your head and figure out how you can help.
You know that tongue
way.
Is taking out. And it's okay, you know, to be proud of yourself.
It is. Don't
it's
be boastful.
We need to be more helpful.
There you go.
Than comparing and.
What Lauryn Hill say? Love is not boastful. Love is not loud.
Yeah.
You know, like. Take the time, people. Educate yourselves. Like, we can't stress that enough. Educate
being respectful.
Yeah.
So, of course, when you're dealing with any type of authority.
That's
whether
it.
Whether you agree with
or
it
disagree.
Or
disagree. That's it. how do I respectfully...
What the fuck, yo, Papi? What the... Yeah. You think somebody is going to be...
inclined to do anything?
I got
anything?
Pulled over the other morning. She was like, you know why we pulled you over? No, I... She was like, you did... Ooh, caught myself. No defense. You know what? I apologize.
I didn't realize I did that.
I apologize. Because technically, at this point...
I'm all in the
law.
Wrong.
What she says is the law.
There you go. So when I get to court, it's still going to be law.
Right?
That's so, still going to be law.
Nah. I apologize. My apologies.
Yep.
But on the other hand, please. 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 It goes a long way.
It does.
You know?
Girlfriend
now,
of mine
Now, if I
would have
been
that.
Like, no, what the fuck? And,
man, well, I'm you giving know, you every tick right here. I'm giving you every ticket
but the thing
under
is,
the sun.
Be respectful, even if you do get the ticket.
Yeah. That's right? It.
Fight your stuff on it. Sometimes we... is
You want to fight right there, and that's not the place to fight.
Yeah, sometimes you got to fight smarter.
There you go.
You know?
No problem, sir. Thank you. Yeah, I hope you have a phenomenal
and
day.
And then you can contest it and do whatever else, but let's make it out of this situation.
That's it. You know, right? Teach our children that same thing.
And not
thing.
To say that certain things haven't happened... And there was nobody was provoking any type of
anything
craziness.
Yeah.
But at least on the flip side, be respectful.
Yeah.
You know?
Close and your that's mouth. It. Listen. Close your mouth and listen.
Yeah.
You know? Same time to these law enforcement, chiefs, deputies, all of that. Be mindful of who you are putting in these arenas, you know, people who are taking these positions, if this is not the best fit for you and you're not capable of being an empathetic human being to whatever arena you have stepped into, don't take the job. I get it. We all need money. But don't demean, divide, hurt another culture, another human being to justify you, because like that karmic debt on that, it's gonna come back, I promise y'all. You know, when you step in and you take a job, don't allow these preconceived notions, what you see on Love and Hip Hop. Nah, you know, get yourself informed, understand trauma, understand, you know, educate yourself on what you're looking at. Take the opportunity to get to know these kids, understand their situations. And if you can't do anything else, just be empathetic. You know, be empathetic and understanding. Try to help where you can. If you can't relate, that's fine. But don't make them feel out of place because you can't relate. You know? Touch base, people. Touch in, check in.
Seriously.
You know, and again.
We have to sometimes stand in the gap. You
we
know,
do.
You see something.
Yeah. And, and that's it.
You gotta very mind your business.
That ain't my problem. I don't even care. What?
See stuff going on. Before, I used to walk another direction. Like, I don't have no job. But now you got to make sure.
Yeah. Check on it.
Are we good?
Are y'all okay?
Harassment?
Yeah, like,
do I need to pull this camera out and record something? I don't know.
But whatever it is, you know, just as a collective, check in. Check in on our people. Check in on... you know, situations. And if you can do something about it, please do something about it. You know, don't look back and be like, oh, I could have, I should have. Be that. Be the catalyst for whatever that is, you know. Take that on. Just try. We are here. We are a whole. And we need each other. We need each other to make
really
it.
We do.
Yeah, we need each other. So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind, you know. And I guess per our usual, we hope that you have taking something from this, and
hopefully
you are pushing to be.
Maybe you're already doing it.
Maybe you are. Shout out to you if you are. And we appreciate you. But again, guys, you know, we want you to work in your light, and everything else will be all right. We promise. Talk to you soon.
Ciao.